Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellison. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2013.
I would like to welcome you to Season 9.
Yeah, we need applause.
Of NFL Rants and Raves.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We couldn't
Season
do it without
nine,
you. We couldn't do it without
episode
you.
Episode 9.01. Here we go.
The
we
NFL
are going
draft
at it again.
One. Pre-draft
this
one.
This is the pre-draft show.
How many will there be? We don't know.
We don't know yet.
We
but
can't
we,
know.
We do know, and what we can tell you is that we have been credentialed for our third NFL draft.
Very excited. Radio City Music Hall, 1 week from tonight.
Jeffrey and I are on a plane exactly 1 week from
actually,
right now.
Actually, we're flying on Wednesday, and we're getting in Wednesday night. And Nacho, this is... Today is Thursday.
Whoa!
It's prom day.
What?
You lost Wednesday.
I did. Where did Wednesday go? I've been. First of all, the Rave Cave needed tending to.
It needs a lot of tending. It needs as much help as New Orleans Saints defense.
Yes. And I gave it a lot of help over the last couple of days.
You got us 80%, 85%
of the way
there.
And we
it resembles a working office now.
Again.
Once again.
Once
which is
again.
Awesome.
Yes. Plus I've been busy at home and the girls require a lot of time, but you know what, Jeffrey? I'm on it again.
It's football.
I'm ready to talk NFL draft and I'm ready to talk about and what we're doing. You know what? When we come back from the intro, let's talk.
Well,
about
I want to tease it first.
How cool we are going to be doing this particular show.
Well, I want to say this. We're doing something unprecedented.
Is it?
And
we've done it before, haven't we?
Not for this.
Oh, no, we haven't.
We're doing something unprecedented, and we, now that this won't surprise people, but we don't know what we're going to be talking about. Go ahead.
Let's jump it in, Jeff.
Oh, no. That was season 8. And it will go away.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
You know what? Even as I said that, I felt to myself,
that was
so season 8.
That was so season 8.
That was so season 8.
Dang. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Move forward.
Season 9 is a new year.
It's a whole new season.
I really
a whole new magic carpet ride.
I do like the chomping it in.
Well, you know what, Steven? The rest of your personal life,
yes.
You can chomp all you
so
like.
So I could chomp in
you
outside
and
of the rave
kids
cave.
And the people at the
you
schools.
You know what we're chomping in this weekend before we go to New York? We're chomping in Disneyland. You guys want to join us?
No, because it costs us an extraordinary amount of money.
I see. Well,
you've already paid it in an annual pass.
Yes,
form.
We have. Well,
so it
buy
doesn't
an
cost,
annual pass.
No,
buy
and,
an annual pass for you.
It's really expensive.
And
it's really expensive.
And Kara.
It's really expensive.
It's not that expensive.
Yeah. We're talking $500 when you're talking several bills.
Yeah,
it's bad.
And
for people who have little kids, you should absolutely do it if you live here. If you live in the Orlando area or if you live in the Los Angeles area, you must have annual passes to Disneyland, Disney World.
You want to be there to witness Emma on her first ride ever of Tower of Terror.
I think we're likely to see the look that Jordan had after his first time on Splash Mountain.
Which was,
how the bleep could you allow me to go on something
she
like this?
She wants to go.
Yeah, Jordan wanted to go on it too.
Forcing her.
He had a look like, you guys are freaking serious. You just allowed me at my vulnerable stage to do this. He had
how
a look of
was
deception.
He
was like 6.
Okay, I was 6.
Yeah, and he just like looked at us with betrayal in his eyes.
But
like, how? What were you thinking?
Splash Mountain's awesome.
I know, and Splash Mountain's not that scary compared to Tower of Terror.
Yes.
But your daughter's braver than my son was back then.
Yeah, and so we did Splash Mountain because for the longest time she didn't want to do it. She did it on her last outing to Disneyland. We did Splash Mountain. She was kind of nervous the whole time. But then as we hit the bottom of that final.
The black hole.
Huge.
The black
down,
hole of death. The problem is you can't see the bottom.
Yeah, right.
That's the problem.
I thought I was going to hear because I was holding her. So I felt her stomach like she's getting ready to yell something.
She puked.
The yell was, that was totally awesome!
And that was Jordan on the roller coaster at California Adventure.
Yes.
So, whatever it's
California
called.
Screaming.
California Screaming. That was Jordan when he was 7.
Right.
Okay. I actually videoed it, and it's out there somewhere. If I would dig through the trash, I'd find it. Of him, I filmed him the entire ride.
Yeah.
And the look on his face, he was terrified. He was crapping his pants. Then it was, this is the most amazing thing I've ever done in my life. This is the best. I am the happiest kid who's ever lived. So, yeah, you can get that. But if you start too early, you'll get the look of betrayal.
After she exclaimed, that was totally awesome, she then exclaimed, I'm ready for Tower of Terror. So that's happening this coming.
She might be wrong. So what we're going to do here.
Yes. Explain it to the people.
Unprecedented is we are going to obviously do our NFL draft preview. We do not have the time to go through every single team and their needs. We wish we did.
We wish we did.
But the fact is we started season 9 a little on the late side.
And if there is a network out there who wants to hire us to do that, we will do it for you.
By all means.
And we will do it well.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, there's a lot of networks out there not doing it very well. Steven almost did a complete spit take. And I'm not
Don't
calling
make me
out
laugh
names.
When I'm drinking
I'm not calling
water.
Out names, but has anyone looked at the new CBS Sports Network? Wow. Steven, they took a morning show idea where everyone just laughs at each other.
Yes.
And how much fun they're having together.
Yes.
And they put a college group of some former pro players. Randy Cross is the biggest name I know.
Okay.
Who's on this panel of 5, and they laugh at each other because they're having so much fun. The jocularities are endless.
Yes.
And they don't have a cohesive strategy with graphics to tell you what you need to know as they talk about the teams and the drafts and the players.
I see.
So as they put up a player, they don't even put up a picture of the player. They may show you some film. They don't put up what I need to see. I've moved into the first rant of season 9. Oh, my God. I didn't mean that to happen. It was
right
an accident.
Off, ranting.
It was an accident. But, Steven, if you're going to talk about the NFL draft and you're a major network, put up a photo of the player, put up some film of the player, put up his stats. How tall is he? I need to know this. How much does he weigh? I need to know this. Where did he go to school?
So they do not play what the NFL network plays during the draft is stump the trunk.
Stump the trunk?
Stump the truck. Basically,
oh,
you're
truck.
Supposed, the truck. Yeah,
the truck. The production truck.
The production truck. You
give you
them
can't
a name
stump the truck.
Of a college player.
You can't stump the truck.
To see if you can stump them. They don't have any film on that person.
No. Look, NFL Network owns NFL Films.
Right.
And they have everything. Yes. And they're so good. And they're so connected that
I
they will pull
I
up film.
I thought I could have stumped the truck last year, but they never gave me a chance.
So, anyway, CBS Sports Network, you've got some work to do. I mean, you keep rerunning these draft preview shows, which is get to know the players is one of them. First round draft, best players by position. And then they have a side scroll.
Yeah.
And they don't put up the information that goes along with what they're talking about.
It's different information.
It's just here's our top running backs. And we're talking about defensive linemen.
Yeah,
you're talking about defensive linemen, put defensive linemen up.
That was stolen from Sky Sports, our people.
But
Sky Sports does.
Yes, they do that.
Whatever they're running on the side has nothing to do.
Is independent of what they're talking
about. Yes.
And that goes for the bottom crawl as well.
Yes.
The bottom crawl, I like being live sporting news.
That is usually what
I
the
like
bottom,
that. I like
almost
that.
Everybody does that.
I like that.
The bottom crawl, live sporting news.
But the side crawl, if you're going to have a side graphic.
It should,
especially if you need more information.
Or we believe it should be what's being discussed at the time.
Yes. As something to complement what's
there are
being
some
discussed.
People who say, no, we just want to give you other information. Don't listen to the yapping heads if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Just look
tune
at this
in to our channel. And since a lot of bars mute the sound anyways,
yeah.
Why not just put up extraneous information? Well, that's my first rant of season 9.
Wow.
And it didn't
right
mean,
off
sometimes
the bat.
They just happen organically. You can't control
well,
it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to combat that with a rave.
All right.
And
it
I
up,
am
it
raving
it on
Madden 25, the 25th anniversary.
Are we that old?
Madden. Yeah, dude. It has been around for
Sad.
25 years.
Sad.
Which means that if you go 25 years back from now, I was in high school.
We all played this game.
In high school.
Yeah.
I
what did we play it on?
For the first time in high school.
Did we play it on our Atari 2600? No, we would have been up to the Atari 5200.
I think it was the first Madden I played was on the original Nintendo.
Nintendo, okay.
Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Contra, Mario Bros.
I got That's it. What I got you.
So I actually have the original Nintendo that I set up. And I introduced the girls to the regular Mario Bros, you know, that go in.
Oh, yeah. Do, 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 do.
I Apex saved is the, best. The princess without dying.
Nice, because you still remember
still
exactly
remember
what to do.
Exactly what to do.
This is my partner, ladies and gentlemen, photographic memory, and yeah, it can be damn annoying.
It is annoying. I am sure it is. Elena was like, how do you do that? Because she dies, like, you know, the first
right.
level. It's like, you saved her and you didn't even die. I'm like, honey, I played it for hours.
Relentlessly.
Hours.
I can still probably do... What is the cars that just is the side scrolling with the race cars and there's three of them?
Not pole position.
I don't remember what it was. It was an Activision game.
Okay.
And I could actually.
The three cars that just go
yeah.
straight. Yeah, yeah.
And there's cars that all get in your way in, and
right.
there's oil slicks
yes,
sometimes.
Yes.
I had that
memorized.
I love memorized.
That game.
I know, and I had that memorized.
It wasn't pole position. It was.
I know.
What was it?
Don't remember.
Oh, it's going
to
drive
it's time
me crazy
to stop the truck.
We
need someone in the production
yes,
truck in her
do.
Ear. Oh, we don't have people. That's right. We are NFL Rants and Raves. So here's what we're going to do. Because we couldn't decide on the best way to present teams and the most fair way to present teams
yes.
and their needs, we decided that we would do this.
Do
yes,
you know what that is, people?
That's a blast from the past. That's an old sound effect. That is from what year did the Saints win the Super Bowl? 2005? No. Much later than that.
2010?
2010? 2008, 2009? We don't know, but that year I was a Saints fan, and I got a Saints trash can. And in this trash can is every single a representative helmet, a mini helmet, from every single of the 32 NFL teams. Some of them don't have face masks anymore, but all the helmets are completely intact. And no, the Miami Dolphins one doesn't look like the cool new Miami Dolphins logo. Does the Miami Dolphins logo work for you, Steve Miranda?
No, I do not.
It does
like
not work for most people I've spoken to. I like it.
I do not like it.
So most people don't.
By the way, it was
like
2009.
It.
They beat the Colts 31-17 in the
Super Bowl. So it was in that year that we finally had a repository for all the mini helmets
yes,
that we've been
and
collecting.
Yes, the Saints trash can. We have all the helmets, and you counted all 32.
I counted all
there.
32 just to make sure, because it's been a while since we've gone to the can.
So since we've been doing this, and we've been doing this now as it's our ninth
year.
We get the emails of, oh, you slighted our team.
Yeah.
You didn't spend time talking about our team.
We didn't.
And we don't really do that, people. We don't do that.
We're not an equal opportunity employer.
Your team.
You know why we slighted your team? Because we ran out of time.
We ran out of time. That's what it is. So here's how
is there a team that we hate? Sure, the New England Patriots. We know that. But you know what? We still respect them.
And we still talk about them.
And we talk about them plenty.
But here's how we're going to do it. Since we really can't get through all 32 teams, we're going to reach into the trash can, pull out a helmet, and we will spend time talking about that team's needs, what they picked up last year in the
yeah.
draft, did they lose anybody important,
yeah.
what they should try and go at, maybe give you a name or two of a collegiate
of someone
player
this year, possibly.
That they might go out and
sure.
draft. And that's what we'll do. And we'll get through
one, two, maybe three.
Hopefully 10.
I think 10's a little overly ambitious.
If we can get to a dozen.
Because in 60 minutes from now,
that is,
if I'm not driving to pick up my daughter,
you will be late
on this prom day.
But she said she was going shopping. Give her,
she's not going shopping. She's going to have Froyo with her BFF, who's also her makeup assistant. No, 21 flavors.
Oh, okay.
Not Forever 21. There's another 21
Forever
involved.
Forever 21 is shopping. I thought she was
going
to go.
She has
get,
her dress. She has her shoes. She has
go.
Her purse. She has the jewelry.
So
she's got all the bling.
Right.
But her personal assistant, who's going to be making her more gorgeous than she already is, her personal assistant's going to be on the job.
Yes.
And so she's starting out by treating her personal assistant to frozen yogurt.
I see. Okay.
Then it's let's go home and spend the requisite 5 hours making me gorgeous. Which I'm not going to stand in the way of my daughter's first prom. And neither will you.
No, but
you will
I mean,
be that
you
parent.
Know, I just say,
dude,
we're headed to the draft.
I better remember the boutonniere that I
Do
ordered.
You have the boutonniere?
No, I left it at the florist to be picked up today, so it's fresh.
Okay.
And it's... It's salmon-colored rose.
Isn't
a salmon-colored
isn't the
rose.
Boutonniere something that the guy brings
that
to
the
her?
Girl gives to the guy? You're thinking of the corsage.
The corsage, yes.
And that is, and so the my my daughter's boyfriend,
yes,
Rob, his mother and I were talking and working out all the details yesterday at the track meet.
And so you got the a rose that's going to match
my daughter's dress.
Her dress.
She's she has a primarily salmon colored dress. Yes. I don't know who the designer is.
Okay.
And a
just
black
so you know,
top side.
Give me a color. Salmon is a food. It's not a color.
It is
okay?
a great color.
It is
a
not
pinkish
a color.
Orange.
Pinkish
that's
orange.
Salmon.
Thank you. That's what I want. Give me pinkish
just because
orange.
You hate eating fish.
Give me
doesn't mean that
orange.
It's not a color.
Don't give me salmon. Salmon's not a color.
Yes, it is. It's pinkish orange.
Okay, I work off of the basic 16 color palette that Windows has. Remember Windows?
Yeah.
And the 16-bit boom. Those are the colors. If it is not there, don't give it to me. Give me one of those 16
salmon
colors.
Salmon wouldn't have been one of those colors.
No, it was not. Give me one of those six: red, blue, purple, yellow, green. Give me one of those. Don't give me salmon. I mean, what? Can you even call yourself a man if you say, I'm getting a salmon-colored corsage? Come on!
I'm getting a salmon-colored boutonniere.
Even worse!
I know.
Because you're
buying
it for another guy.
I'm buying it for a guy.
Give me a color, please.
Salmon.
Pink?
Salmon.
Say pink.
I can't. It's not pink.
It's pink.
It's not pink. It's not orange. It's salmon. I'm gonna show you a picture right now.
No,
of just the color.
Salmon is a fish that you go fishing for and you eat it and it's good. I've been told because I don't eat salmon. So there. Don't say that as
what
a color.
What color is that?
That's red. That's
nice.
Red.
Nice. See, salmon is a reddish, orangish pink.
Okay, and you can say that to me, and I'll understand what you're talking about.
I can show
reddish,
you a picture.
That's orange.
The color.
Pink, and you can show me a picture, and I'll get that. But salmon, come on. She looks really nice. She is showing way too much leg. My daughters will never show that much leg in college or until they reach college. In high school,
my daughter usually shows more leg than this.
Not allowed.
Every day.
I know, not allowed.
Now, this is a beautiful, long, flowing dress with
in the back.
With a high slit in the front.
Yes.
And then a beautiful black bodice area.
She looks fantastic.
And the gold bangles and the gold necklace and these long gold earrings. And her hair's going to, she's going to be wearing makeup, which she never wears makeup.
Welcome to Fashion for High School Kids, people.
It's High School Musical, the podcast. So, all right. So we're going to reach in to the trash can. Is there any massive NFL news that we would be remiss if
well,
the schedule's due out in a few hours?
You didn't let me finish my rave. I mean,
right.
You started on with a rant.
Right.
You hit
right.
it on the head.
And I interrupted you.
I was going to rave, and yeah, you
but I don't remember what it was, so I'm sorry.
Else. So can I get to my rave now?
Yeah, but I don't remember what
right.
it was. So
well,
I
I'm raving. Yeah, we're going back. And then we'll rave, and then we'll dip in, and we'll get the helmet.
All right.
But I'm raving on Madden 25.
Ah!
That's where we went to old school and we got to the old games and stuff. Madden 25. They've taken an old school player, which they voted, Jerry Rice and Terry Bradshaw and all those guys.
They let them vote?
And they came down. No, those were the players that were, you know, representing old school.
Get out of my Bradshaw voting.
And the old school player that came out on top, Barry Sanders.
That's a good one.
New school, they had all the new current players that are in the NFL right now, and the player that came out on top, Adrian Peterson.
I like it, two running backs.
Now what Madden is trying to decide, the people at EA, who is going to be on the cover?
EA Sports.
Is it going to be old school and Barry Sanders, or new school and Adrian Peterson?
Both
and
of them.
What I'm raving on is that they're both great.
Yeah.
They both. You know, if you talk about new school, I mean, come on. The dude was 8 yards short of breaking a record.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson. Now, I don't want Adrian Peterson on because he's my fantasy football guy. I always
he's
take
coming
him.
Off multiple knee surgeries.
And he's, dude, I bet you he breaks the record. I'm going to first bet of the season.
Uh-oh.
$1 and right now.
A whole dollar or a torn dollar?
A whole dollar.
A properly
whole one. If I keep doing this,
dollar.
Maybe.
It might tear.
$1 bill that Adrian Peterson breaks the rushing record next year.
I'd do you one better, Mr. Man.
Yes.
I'd do you one better. He break the record, I give you 20. He don't break the record, I take the single. I'm giving you 20-1 odds.
Done, baby.
Locked
AP.
In.
So therefore, I don't want him on the cover. But I'm raving on, man, just that they would, that they have embraced fandom so much that they would give fans the vote.
Sure.
to bring old school and new school to find out who's going to be on their cover.
EA Sports. They love the fan.
They do. They do, and they get us, and they love us. And
from
and,
the Nintendo and Entertainment System to
bucks.
Today.
Adrian Peterson is going to break it.
Now, I get to come up with, before the season starts, somebody that I get 10-1 odds on.
All right.
That seem fair?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Fair enough. Because I'm not real happy about having $20 on the line no matter what, even though it seems improbable that somebody would have back-to-back rushing season, leading seasons.
Yeah.
That's just unlikely.
It hasn't happened in
but
a
if,
while.
But if anyone can do it and would do it, it would be Adrian Peterson.
And he's going to do it.
And the chance of him staying healthy, especially if he makes a cover of Madden, gets even dicier then. So there you go. So
everybody vote for Barry.
So here's the deal.
He can't get hurt.
Why not Pat Summerall on the cover?
Ooh. Yeah.
We lost Pat Summerall this week, we did look under the bed.
Rest in peace.
Just an amazing broadcaster, 16 Super Bowls.
Great player and broadcaster, obviously.
He played defense. He played offense. He's played special teams.
He kicked.
He ended up as a kicker.
Yes.
Kicker. And a much maligned position, but he got the game, and just his partnership with John Madden was the best. 16
I think
Super Bowls.
Jerry Jones said it best in his statement that he released. He said he – could say it all with the list
with
least
the least
amount
words.
Of words.
Yes,
and he did it. He did, and he was awesome. And rest.
He's a minimalist announcer, and I like it.
And before we get it, I guess we should also I guess throw all of our heartfelt wishes and prayers and thoughts with the people of Boston and Texas.
Jeez,
there have been a couple tragedies. Obviously, the Boston Marathon. And yesterday in Waco, Texas, there was an explosion.
West Texas, technically.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a subset of Waco.
Yeah,
or it's
right.
And
there's already conspiracy suburb. Theories that a Korean missile hit
oh,
the place.
Oh, Lord. Hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, that a Korean
that ain't missile, happening, people.
Hit it and it blew up. But a lot of death, a lot of violence, and just people. Thank you for listening to us, but you know what? Love each other. Be kind to other people. You know, I think what we saw, especially in Boston, is people will help.
Do you see the film from the Bruins game last night?
I did not.
Wow. So the guy starts singing. Hockey fans are a little unique.
Yeah.
And they tend to lean a little bit more on the patriotic side.
Yes.
And Boston is a patriotic town. Obviously, it was Patriots Day that this tragedy went down at the Boston Marathon. But during the Boston Bruins game before, like the NHL has a tradition of honoring a player from the military every single home game. It's done every single game. So a guy comes out. He starts singing the national anthem, dressed in a tux, wearing a little sparkly tie. But next thing you know, he realizes how many people are singing the national anthem with him, and he stops. And then he starts conducting the 17,000 plus that are there singing the national anthem. And it was so loud. It was really moving, tearful. It was a wonderful emotional experience for those Bostonians to further their healing and to continue to move on.
Yeah, and that's great to hear, Jeffrey, because usually people don't sing the national anthem. I think we're the only country where when the national anthem is played, we don't sing it. I mean, I do. I sing it. And people look at me like I'm crazy. But
well, there's plenty of countries that don't.
Everywhere I've been, obviously London. We've been there many times. They all sing God Save the Queen. Mexico, you would think a place where there's a lot of poverty. And
things are going well right now, though.
One of the coolest things, Dallas Cowboys played a preseason there. At Azteca Stadium, 108,000 people showed up for this preseason game with the Dallas Cowboys. They all sang their name.
Is that where Jerry got in his head to build a bigger stadium?
Yes, that is where he
got it. Need a bigger stadium.
He did. He was like, man, can you imagine I pack 105,000 people?
Okay, NFL schedule will be released within the next three, 4 hours.
Right now.
5 hours.
If you're listening, it's already been released.
Yeah. Go out to NFL.com
and
check out
what game are you looking forward to the most?
Probably 49ers.
Cowboys Redskins!
That's
I want revenge.
That's what I meant.
I want revenge. Just say
that's
it.
What I'm,
Cowboys Redskins, right?
I'll say it, but it's not true. Cowboys Redskins,
yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
49ers Falcons rematch. I am most looking forward to.
There's no You know what?
There's historic animosity there.
Yeah,
I understand that.
I want the
pretty much anyone the Saints play next year. I'm looking forward to because they've got some frustrations to take out on people.
Yeah.
But no, I'm psyched to see Steven. I'm just psyched for football.
Yes.
They were talking about some of the primetime games and my heart just skipped a little beat. I'm like, oh, could you, if that was this weekend, I'd be so happy. Wow. Yeah. I miss the NFL. That's all there is to it. Miss the NFL. So that being said, if we could have a drum roll, we will get into the,
we're going to start
2013
with our
draft
team by team draft analysis. Jeffrey
and the first team, and I'm not looking.
He's not looking.
And it's very dusty in there. Steven will know before me. It is those Miami Dolphins with the old helmets.
That's the wrong helmet.
Shut up.
That's the wrong helmet. I
Ladies
can't
and
talk
gentlemen,
about, no.
Let's get working on the Miami Dolphins.
No, throw it back in.
No, we're not throwing
yes,
it back in.
That's not their helmet anymore.
Okay. What have they lost?
Well,
they lost Jake Long.
Yeah.
They lost my favorite Martin.
Last year they made a great move where they got rid of Brandon Marshall.
Actually, they still have Martin. I'm sorry, my bad, Jonathan Martin. Brandon Marshall was a great loss. Hey, you know what their big signing was this offseason?
Yes,
Brian Hartline.
Yes, they re-signed him.
Wow. Now
they also lost Reggie Bush. Come on, he was huge, big part of their offense last year, and he's gone now.
They added Mike Wallace, and everyone wants to scream that to the equation. However, when your biggest splash originally was signing Brian Hartline, and really, honestly, friends, put out your Hartline in the middle of a young boy's dream, it's that he's a good receiver, but his yards after catch are virtually irrelevant. So he's more of a slot guy who's going to come down with the ball and get tackled immediately.
Yep.
And you need people to stretch the field. Hence the reason they went out and got Mike Wallace. Great sign for this team. I'm optimistic about the Dolphins going forward this season, despite how bad things are in South Beach right now.
I like the Mike Wallace signing.
Yeah.
I do.
You have to.
And they, you know, they went and made a splash. They got the linebacker from the Baltimore Ravens. They spent money this offseason in free agency. All right? I mean, but they lost Jake Long, who went to the Rams.
Yep.
As I said, they lost Bush. The thing with the Dolphins is, you know what? They went and they spent this money. I don't think they spent it in the places they needed outside of Mike Wallace. You know, they needed a wide receiver.
Absolutely.
We knew that.
Tannehill, who's he going to throw to? I mean, seriously.
But the thing is, they really need offensive linemen, especially since they couldn't keep Jake Long. They need to keep their quarterback, whoever it is, whether it's their new guy.
It's going to be Tannehill.
Tannehill.
What are they feeding you?
That's
where you're
going.
I know.
Yes,
so I just would finish.
What are they feeding him? I don't know what they're feeding him. But it's so you need to keep him upright.
Yeah.
I saw the dude take far too many shots last year. So if it were me, the first thing I'm looking for the Miami Dolphins is offensive line. You got to replace what you lost. I have been a big fan of teams that build from the inside out.
Okay, they got Mike Pouncey last year in the first round of the draft, you recall.
Hurt.
Well, they got him, though. They
yes.
they tried to do things right
yes.
last year by getting Mike Pouncey. And you know what? So I suspect that they'll go back there as well. I think some really good fits for them on the offensive line would be possibly an Eric Fisher from Central Michigan. Where are they drafting this year?
They are 12th.
They're 12th.
Yes.
So
they are picking 12th.
There's a lot of cries for cornerbacks, but here we've got some offensive guards and offensive tackles. DJ Fluker, Chance Warmack. If Chance Warmack's still available, they would absolutely have to grab him from Bama.
Guy, yep.
But it's interesting that ESPN, or I should say this is NFL Network, they're unanimous in believing that corner Xavier Rhodes goes here, and great player, but again, not protecting your quarterback.
Yeah, he's not the best corner, I think, on the board.
Well, most of them have D. Milner going earlier.
Alabama cornerback. Yeah,
right.
That's why I got first. But I think if anything, they are plenty of offensive linemen to go in this draft.
This is a great draft for offensive linemen. This is not a great draft for skills position players. What is this draft best at, Steven? It's offensive line, defensive line.
Yeah.
That is where you are richest in this draft, more so than we've had in a long time. And don't be, you know, so don't get discouraged as fans that your team may not be taking sexy position players.
Yes.
They may be making themselves good for a long time.
Because I've been known to you know, criticize teams for not being making a sexy pick.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell you how it is. You don't make a sexy pick. If the sexy pick is available, make the sexy pick. But if it's not available, go with your need. And for the Miami Dolphins at 12, I don't see them moving up, because one thing that we learned for the Miami Dolphins is they've spent a lot of money in free agency. They're not going to want to spend a lot of money in the draft, so they're not moving up into the top 10. They're probably going to stay at 12.
I agree with you, Steve. I don't think NFL Network has it right with Xavier Rhodes.
I
agree. And with the loss of Jake Long, I think their biggest glaring need is tackle.
If they get someone like a Lane Johnson or a Jonathan Cooper or a Chance Warmack, if any of those three guys
can fall,
slip down to 12,
out
that's
of the top 10.
Snap.
And these are generally top 10 guys, but you know what? Weird things happen in the top 10.
Yeah, teams are going to be going up there and maybe getting a Matt Barkley and a Geno Smith and going crazy with quarterbacks, and all of a sudden, these guys that
they
are
start
great
to fall
offensive
out of the top
linemen
10.
Are available at 12. That's who you go, and I think that's where the Miami Dolphins, they would do right by Tannehill to give him a little bit more time. Remember, he's still young. He's only going to be in his sophomore season. If you give him a little bit more time to make his reads, he might help him. I think it would be a mistake if they went defensive side of the ball.
I would agree with you, Steven. And the fact is, their defense played reasonably well.
They did.
The last couple seasons.
Kept them in a whole lot of games.
They held the score to under 20 so many times. And that is to their credit. So this is a team that is poised to potentially make a run at the bad boys. I'm going to go so far as to say I believe they will finish second. It's early, but they're going to finish second to the Patriots in the AFC East.
The other good thing about the Miami Dolphins, five picks in the top three rounds.
Wow.
Five picks. They have
Saints have five in the whole draft. That sucks.
That's horrible. They have five picks in the first three rounds. They have a first rounder, their own. They got two second rounders, their own, and then they got a pick from the Indianapolis Colts. Then they got two third rounders, their own, and a pick that they got from the Chicago Bears for Brandon Marshall. So they that's five picks in the top three rounds. That's, Jeffrey, potentially five starters.
That should be
that
five
you
starters.
Bring into your football
but this
team
is the Miami Dolphins, who have not drafted well late. I take you back to last year. Mike Pouncey, great pick.
Yes.
At 15th. Daniel Thomas, running back. Good pick.
Okay.
Clyde Gates, Charles Clay, Frank Kersey. Okay, now I'm going to 2010. Jared Odrick.
Who's okay?
Koa Misi. He's okay. Linebacker. John Kerry, guard. Okay, now last year, Ryan Tannehill, quarterback. That turned out to be great.
At eight,
we thought they were high as a kite.
They were. They still were.
They still were. Yes. Let's be honest.
But it worked out.
Yeah. But, dude, you guys were crazy. Unless they had met his girlfriend and gone, wow, she's really pretty. We're going to draft him and his girlfriend.
It worked out for them. And
Jonathan Martin was their second-round pick. Oliver Vernon, third-round pick. Mike Engu, tight end, as a third-round pick as well. I'm sorry. Those are guys in the first three rounds. Those are guys that you should know if you're a Dolphins fan and should be very relevant to their success. And I don't know who they are.
Yeah. Well, because I don't even know if Engu made the team.
Wow, seriously? I mean, now you say something like that. He's on the Dolphins.
Is he on the roster?
Number 84, sure. Okay. Now, how much he played, I have to do another click.
He didn't play much. I guarantee you that.
Whoa!
Whoa.
He played two games the end of the season. He played at New England and versus Buffalo to finish the season.
He must have been hurt,
Jeffrey.
I don't even know if the dude – I think he might have not made the team originally, and they brought him back at the end.
He didn't actually play in any – he was on the roster, though, for those games.
Yeah.
Dude, what happened to him? Did he get hurt or something?
I think he had a lot of potential going in, and he got beat out. So
scouting. I'm trying to find something on this guy. There's nothing, dude. I mean, I know a place I could go, but I'm not near that place right now. So, Michael Agnew.
So, those are your Miami Dolphins. I think there's life. Okay, what I think, you know, the people like Chaz and Al Miller over there in the UK that love their Miami Dolphins.
Don't worry.
Although Chaz has been saying that the only reason she was supporting the Dolphins was for Al. And she is kind of sort of now
becoming her own person.
Yeah, and her allegiances have been kind of moving to the New Orleans Saints.
Interesting. Yes. I would just encourage you. You can always have an AFC team and an NFC team. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Okay. According to Jeff Ellis, there's nothing wrong with that. Steven believes differently, but I say you can always have an NFC and an AFC team, especially if you don't live in a city that's got a team.
Give me the bucket. Right. My turn. My turn.
Just know it's really dusty.
If I stick my hand in there, I'm not going to get bit by a spider.
Probably not.
All right. Here.
Oh, wow. We stay in Florida.
Dude, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We stay in Florida and move from the South Beach to the North.
Oh, the Jacksonville. You know what? It's quite interesting.
Our London friends, yes. They are your Jacksonville Jaguars. I like this. They're the Union Jaguars.
The Union Jacksonville.
They've done a wordplay with the Union Jack and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay. They've done a little wordplay
there
for their
team. Jaguars. Jacksonville, they got 7 picks, 1 in each round, 1 through 7. No, they got no trades from anywhere, nothing. They got 7 picks.
Be honest.
Okay, here's my thing. They got Blaine Gabbert, right? They thought he was going to be
Gabbert.
But when it comes down to it, what the Jacksonville Jaguars really need, especially if they figure out their whole problems with Maurice Jones-Drew and they get him the money he deserves and they keep him there and they keep him healthy.
You better.
They need a quarterback. You're not going to get it done with Glaber. You can go ahead and you can keep pretending that he's going to be your guy and he's going to turn around. But at the end of the day, you need a quarterback.
Operative phrase from Steve Miranda there is if you're going to keep pretending.
Yes.
He wants this team, this Jaguars team, to stop pretending and start contending. And to do that, you need a quarterback.
You need a quarterback.
So are you suggesting that this is the Geno Smith jump-off point? With the second pick of the 2013 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars take Geno Smith.
Where else are you going to go?
I don't know, Stephen, but there are 6 or 7 teams that could use a quarterback.
Yes.
And do any of us think that any of these quarterbacks are special? I don't know that they are. I think Geno is the best of the bunch. But it's a tough pill to swallow, Steven, the quarterback class this year. I see guys that are serviceable.
Yes.
I see guys that will probably hang around this league longer than a lot of guys because they can get it done. Okay, and I think Matt Barkley is a perfect example of that. Somebody who's run a pro-style offense. Yeah. And is competent and capable. If he can make better decisions about throwing the ball away, not taking sacks, not getting injured like he did, he's a natural leader, and guys like him. And Geno Smith is very much the same, Steven. And you've got more athleticism with Smith, and that would be interesting in Jacksonville. But, Steven, I wonder why you don't go to – I'm glad I'm not in charge of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's just put it at that. Because when you've got a team with so many glaring needs, it's really difficult to know where to start. But what you usually start is with an offense and an offensive line. So why not? I'll bow to you, Steven, here.
Well, look, they got a new GM as David Caldwell. All right. And what David has come – he's come in and he's immediately put his foot down and said, no Tim Tebow. Not coming here.
Now, I mean, that would be – amazing for Jacksonville. I mean, it would fill that stadium.
But this is why I like David Caldwell.
Yeah,
and how he's come in. If it was just about
putting butts in the seats,
Shot Khan, I'm gonna fill your stadium every Sunday. Okay, I'm gonna get interest in this community back on the Jacksonville Jaguars. You got to go on board and let me bring in Tim Tebow. Let me make a trade with the Jets. We won't have to give up much. We'll maybe have to send them a 4th and a 5th round or something like that. Then bring Tim Tebow in. We get him under contract.
If anyone's newer to the NFL and screaming, why on earth are they talking about Tim Tebow? He's from the Florida area originally, okay? He's specifically from Central to North Florida. So that is a very logical place to go home, if you will. That's where his fan base is largest.
Could have been very easy for Caldwell to go to Shad Khan and say, let's do this. Let's pull the trigger. We'll sell season.
It'll cost us 75 cents. The Jets tickets. Only want 75 cents for him.
Exactly, 75 cents. And season tickets will go through the roof.
Yes.
And
you can add – I seriously believe, Stephen, that they would add 3,000 season tickets tomorrow.
Yep.
3,000 season tickets tomorrow.
I agree.
And I'm being conservative. When I put out crazy guesses, I'm usually on the conservative side of what I really think. I think it could be 5.
We could take the tarps off the top of the stadium.
You know underneath those tarps what there are, Shot? There's seats.
We can put seats, Gino.
There are seats already there. We're just hiding them so that we're not as embarrassing when we're on television, which isn't very often because most of our home games never get to be seen because we don't sell out, even covering them and reducing our capacity to whatever the 40,000 is that they've made it.
But here's the philosophy. Because he's worked under Atlanta Falcons' Thomas Dimitroff, right?
Yep.
And their philosophy there with Thomas in Atlanta was, until you find your quarterback, the search for him continues. And so he didn't want to come in and say, let's bring in Tim Tebow, because he knows he'd still have to
be searching for a quarterback.
Right?
Job one is still job one.
And if that's the deal and you don't believe that Gabbert is the guy, then they got to go quarterback here. My only thing is, you're at number two. Now trade down. Trade down, come down 5-6 spots. A quarterback's still going to be there.
There's, and you know what? These 3, 4, and 5 quarterbacks, I'm thinking of, he's got initials, EJ something.
EJ Manuel.
EJ Manuel. Yep. I like him.
Right.
I think he's one of those serviceable guys that could be around for a while. But I also think he could be there in the second round. Now, it's possible that if the Jags go and sign Geno Smith at number 2, the panic buttons are going to go off in all of those starving quarterback teams.
Everything changes.
So we agree with
this. We saw that last year.
Yes.
We saw that last year. The minute Miami took Tannehill, everybody was like,
Red alert. Red alert.
And what? Did we – 5 or 6 quarterbacks?
We had 5 quarterbacks go on the first day. On the first day.
Crazy. And that might happen. Jacksonville takes Geno Smith, everything. Throw your draft boards out the door because it's going to get crazy. Now, I don't think that's what a lot of people think Jacksonville's going to do. I've been seeing Oregon's Deion Jordan go to Jacksonville.
Yeah, no, he's a very popular choice there.
He is. He's a defensive end. He's big. He's strong.
Sharif Floyd's another name that you'll hear a lot.
Because Sharif don't like it.
Rock the cash bar.
Rock the cash bar. That's old school. I went deep there. I went back a lot.
Did you feel it?
I did. I'm old. I'm just old.
Too freaking old.
I'm old. I'm getting old, man.
Okay.
I could feel it in my bones when I was working in the rave cave.
Okay.
Cracking the whip in there.
Forget fixing the quarterback. The Jags must deal with the reality that there's no player in this class who will be better than Gabbert. Next year's got better quarterbacks. What if you put pieces and then you roll the dice and you get lucky, Steven? First, don't take a quarterback at 2. Okay, so I agree with you. Trade.
Trade now.
Because you – look, move down to 16, 17, 18, 25. Move down and still get your quarterback and pick up other picks because you got a lot of fixes to do on this team.
Yes.
So corner is a huge need.
If they don't go quarterback, I'm sorry, you said cornerback, so it came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
If they don't go quarterback, the Jacksonville Jaguars need to think defense. They need corners. They need safeties. They need defensive linemen.
Defensive ends. They need the whole package. They really do.
If they stay at 2,
then
nobody wants to trade up, and they don't want to spend a quarter. They don't want to spend it and get a quarterback.
Then why not
there?
Take the best because defensive end on the board? Why not? That Steve, that's that and that's a
Deion
good.
Jordan. That would be Deion Jordan.
And that's a good play.
And that's fine.
If you're going to pick second, then for heaven's sake, get a guy who blows up quarterbacks on defense, right? Get a guy who's a mauler.
Yeah.
And can come after quarterbacks relentlessly. Get that guy. Make the offense of the other team uncomfortable.
You're gambling that over the next 33 picks, the quarterback you want isn't going to get taken.
Well, how do you, I wouldn't be locked into one guy.
Okay.
Because there's two guys.
Okay. It's one or two guys. It's 33 picks now. I mean, this is like, this is somehow how I draft in fantasy football. It comes to me, and I count. How many picks is it going to be before
absolutely.
I get? It's going to be 18 picks. 18 guys are going to go before it gets to me. Right. Is this guy going to last 18?
Right. Right.
No way. He's not. I better take him now.
Yeah. I mean, like, you picked him too high.
Yeah.
But would he have been there next time? And I
there.
Needed him.
Yes. I need him. He's not going to be there in 18 picks. So that's what Jacksonville's got to go. It's like, look, we already know there's six other teams out there going to be looking for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
If they are sold on one or two of these guys, then they got to take them at two because it's not going to possibly be there when they pick first in the second round. Does that make sense?
I agree totally, which is why I suggest that they trade down.
But if nobody
– They're not going to find a dance partner?
They're not going to.
They're not going to find a dance partner.
Maybe Chip Kelly wants to trade up two spots so that he can get Deion Jordan from Oregon because he knows him so well, and he says, come play in Philly with me. Maybe.
That'd be a good move.
But that's
but
just
that's
two
not,
spots.
That's two spots. That's still
too
high.
Far.
You don't want to be four here.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the top 10 here. You want to be middle of the pack. You want to be 12, 13, 14, just so you can be sure to get your guy. But you also don't. So I think the dance partner.
The thing is, if you want Geno Smith, if you know Geno Smith is your guy, you got to take him at two because the Bills are going to snatch him up at eight. Bills need a quarterback. They need a quarterback. Yeah, they got Kevin Cobb. He's not their long-term.
What if you trade down with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 13? So you're right in your sweet spot.
Okay.
And Tampa Bay, they need
they
a good
need a
defensive,
defensive
end.
Guy.
And then boom. Ta-da.
I don't know if the Bucs have the picks to give up like that.
I don't know if they do either.
You'd have to give up some picks to do that, and I'm not sure.
Not a lot of them, though.
No, just another one.
Just probably a second.
Unless you want to give up next year.
Next year's second.
Second. Or
yeah.
Third. It's going to cost you a second.
Yeah, I think a second as well. But there's no reason it has to be this year. And
that's
then,
true.
Boom, Tampa Bay gets the guy that they really need, which is somebody to stop the porous defense there.
I don't know. I'm just me. I know the philosophy of Jacksonville Jaguars, or at least of this GM, and how he's brought it from the Atlanta Falcons and Dimitroff, and they're thinking quarterback. Gabbert's not my guy.
Then it's going to be Geno Smith.
It's got to be somebody else.
Let's move on. Back to the helmets.
Helmets! Jeffrey's turn. He's reaching in.
I got one stuck in my finger, so that's the one that comes out. And it's, wow, we're talking bad teams here. The Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Seriously, Jeff, we got the number one, the number two, and the number 12 pick. We've got three. It's like we planned it.
You know, Kansas City Chiefs were picked to win the division last year. We did.
You know we planned
it. We did.
No,
we
seriously.
We didn't.
This is crazy.
Reaching into a can and pulling stuff out. Now, what do they need?
I'll tell you what they need.
Now, first of all, has there been a team that's made more moves than the Chiefs? Yeah, maybe the Browns.
Yeah.
But they have been a very active team this offseason.
Yes. Here's the thing for the Chiefs. They got the number one pick. And then they don't pick again until the third round.
That means they got to take a tackle, Steven. They have to.
Well, they got to take something.
Again, maybe where are the Chiefs at?
I mean, I think everybody, they're number one. They got the first pick.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and everyone knows who they're taking, which is why they're taking.
Yeah.
That's done. They're taking Luke Jokel.
If they don't take Luke Jokel.
They will. They have to because, again, they don't have tackles on the team.
Well, they don't.
They don't have any real tackles. I mean, seriously, Brandon Albert and Donald Stephenson. The only real NFL guys on the team playing the tackle position. They have zero depth.
Yeah.
At one of the most vital positions on the team, and they've got to fortify the edge. and they got to do it in this draft. They got to.
Look, it's Andy Reid. He knows he's got to solidify that offensive line. If he's going to have any chance of running his offense in Kansas City.
Trust me, Alex Smith, you need to keep upright.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's be honest. We like Alex. We like Alex. We love Alex.
Look, Luke Jokel, he's probably the safest bet on the draft board at number one.
You know, so funny, Steven. I like the way we're doing this. It's fun. Because it's random.
It is very random.
And so we end up with something, and because we happen to have the number one pick and we don't know what else has gone on, the only thing we know for sure is what's going to – I now get in the mindset as if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have to take Jokel.
Yes.
You have to. You have to. We don't have it.
Yes.
We've done so much work this offseason. We have to take this guy. We're not even going to trade this pick.
No.
Because we need this guy.
It's pretty much
and that's amazing how I hate reading what other people think. And when it's across the board universal, I go, wow, that's so boring. And then you go and you put on your general manager's hat. I'm general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. And you realize why there's unanimity out there, because some of these things are no-brainers.
It is. Now, I think the only thing that remains, Jeff, and I'll ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last several years, the number one pick has pretty much been in the bag. They've been signed. They've had deals. It's been no mystery.
Correct.
Are the Kansas City Chiefs
going to lock him up
several days, lock him up and offer him a deal and take the mystery out of it, or will there be mystery this year? I want mystery.
Okay, here's I think behind the scenes.
Yes.
I think today, being Thursday, April 18th, they are probably in contract negotiations with his people.
Really?
Now, that being said, the NFL, and that means E.G., Roger Goodell, will be talking to their ownership group and doing everything in his power to encourage them to keep that completely under wraps.
Really?
Because we have had too many years in a row of the cat being out of the bag and there being no drama at the one or two pick.
Right.
And that's no way to kick off the big party that is 3 days now.
Yeah.
You know, it's ironic that it's coincided with them going away from this weekend event to a thing that starts in prime time on Thursday night. But so you're only doing 32 picks on Thursday night, and the first couple are already known?
Yeah.
You're taking the drama out of this thing that they're trying to create into lots of wonderment and amazement and drama, and you're pulling the air out of the balloon, and you don't want that.
How does the balloon go again?
It's
not how the balloons are. I've got to let the air out.
Is that closer?
That's a lot closer.
Yeah, it is actually a lot closer, which is why I don't like that sound, because it sounds like too many other things that are bad that sound like that.
Yes, exactly.
So I believe that the commissioner will do everything in his power to keep this under wraps and to keep the top teams from the top teams in the draft this year
from
announcing anything, because he wants to restore the ceremony, the pageantry of the opening of the draft.
The mystery. It's a mystery.
It should be. That's the point. That's why. That's why the place. Radio City, Steven. How much fun is Radio City Music?
I'm going to get lost underneath in the bowels.
Oh, dude, play the piano.
Yes.
And run the table saw.
I may have to.
Run the table saw. No, I don't like you running table saws. That scares me.
I'm, dude, really
I know
good.
I know you've built the set.
Literally by myself. There was supposed to be help. And you did help me. And I had to do it with manual hand tools.
Steven with manual tools. That's bad.
It was really good. In the jigsaw, I was, and I made straight lines.
I've never heard the end of that story. I just knew you bothered me at my house to borrow tools that you ended up not using.
It wound up, I was right.
It would have killed a bunch of children.
And I made some modifications to
this. You know that thing that happened in New Jersey that we're not allowed to talk about because it's too soon? Imagine that on a stage, and it's no one's fault except for a dumb parent who says you can use 1x2s to support 65 children.
Yeah, I had to modify the design.
Wow. Two by two bys. That's all you needed.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
So anyways, that was for his daughter's theatrical production. But that
which,
being
by the
said,
way, she needs to sell some tickets. Would you like to buy tickets to her show? They're
probably
only $5.
Busy. I'm probably busy.
All four nights, there's four performances.
See what happened?
Wow. This is your niece. I went to all of your children's stuff.
Because they were cute, because they were older. No, I'm there. I don't even know what it is, but I'll make it happen.
Okay.
I will make it happen. I would never let my little girl down.
Yes.
Would I?
No.
Would I ever let my little Alana down?
No, you would not.
Emma? Sure. I'll let her down because she's young. There'll be another time.
Yeah.
But Elena's in that sweet spot.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, how spoiled have I spoiled, really, Emma? Because I've really gone on, like, every field trip this year.
Yeah, you have.
And so next week, while we're at the draft, they're going to the Science Center for a field trip. And she found out today that I'm not going. And she was like, that can't be. I mean, she was like, I'm like, honey, I'm going to be in New York. I'm not going to even be in town. So I cannot go. And she was like, wow. She thought about it for a second. She's like, will you bring me a Statue of Liberty?
All righty, she's moved on in her healing process, and that's good
to
know.
That's it. So she was like, she's good, just bring me a Statue of Liberty. So, Jeff, don't remind me, I need to bring back a little statue.
We'll go to the Hudson News there at the airport, and we will pick up a small Statue of Liberty.
Can we go to the actual Statue of Liberty?
No, because we would have needed tickets by now. You need to get tickets several months in advance.
Really?
Yeah. You say this every time we go to New York.
Well, remind me next year.
Every freaking time we go. Okay, the second New York comes up, which will be the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl? The Super Bowl?
Super Bowl!
Yeah.
I'm going to the Statue of Liberty
okay.
Super Bowl.
Make sure
week.
You get your tickets soon, okay? That's what I'm saying. That's the next time we're going to be in New York,
that's
as far as
ridiculous.
We know.
Ridiculous. 2 months in advance?
Yes. I'm not kidding. So there is no other. So here's what the Chiefs need to do. I think they're totally rebuilding, and I think that's great. But they've got a lot of talent that they have assembled. They have not done this haphazardly. They have actually
haphazardly.
Okay. I don't know. Right. I think it's hap. But they have not. They've been very intentional in these moves. They've made a lot of strategic moves. There's a lot of smart people involved here in Kansas City. And there's reason to believe that this Chiefs team, which was predicted to win the AFC West last year.
Not by us.
Not by us.
Not by us.
This team could actually be relevant in the AFC West this year. That's how much talent they've assembled this quickly. And I think there's good reason to believe that they shouldn't pull LA Angels on you and actually be a good team. Just we've assembled the pieces, so there you go.
Yes, well, how's that working out for the Angels?
I said, they're not going to go LA Angels. They're actually going to go Kansas City Chiefs and say, let's put the pieces together and it'll work.
It is Andy
This Reed. Is not a dream team, Steven. Thank God for Andy Reid. He's not fielding another dream
what
team.
What if
Andy's done?
Yes.
And he's just doesn't have it anymore?
Yeah.
Unlikely.
Let's just say the Andy Reid experiment fails in Kansas City. What happens then to Andy Reid?
F Andy Reid, those poor fans of Kansas City.
Yeah.
That have been so faithful and are some of the best fans in the NFL. Those Missourians.
What do the Chiefs need to compete with the likes of Peyton Manning and Philip Rivers?
Philip will take care of himself because the Chargers are cursed.
but Denver, it's a whole new ball game now in San Diego.
Yeah,
new regime.
I know.
New people.
I know. I trust.
I'm excited to go to San Diego training camp this year.
I'm excited just not to see Norv. Yeah. A day where you don't see Norv Turner's a good day. Okay.
It's a good.
Let's just call it what it is. I'm looking forward to training camps and things as well. The Raiders are not going to be relevant. So the Broncos sure as heck will, because there's one guy that's going to see to it personally.
Yeah. Well.
But you know what? This is the thing. What you need, and you don't have a young quarterback in Alex Smith. You have a veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
8 years in the league, I believe.
And
so
got a running back.
He's in the sweet spot. He's in the sweet spot. And I'm just hoping that they could stick around long enough for Peyton to retire. That's because honestly, how are you going to knock off Tom Brady and the Patriots? How are you going to do that? You're not. I mean, that's my easiest answer is you're not. How are you going to knock off the Denver Broncos? I don't think you are.
So for the Chiefs, then
it's wild card.
It's
Wade.
It's Lockle. Jake, you take him, move on. You take him, you say thank you, we'll see you Jokel, on Friday.
Not Lockle.
Jokel. Jokel.
You said Lockle.
Did I say Lockle?
It was like Locker.
With Jake Locker.
Yeah. Jokel. He ain't Jake Locker. I can't even say it right. So we're at the 60-minute mark. Yes. We've got time for another team, and it's your turn to pick.
Maybe two.
Maybe. Maybe eight.
My turn.
Probably not.
If you do it that way, I could see. Here,
and the Cowboys will come flying out.
Yeah, let's see.
No! Screw you! Stop looking in the can!
Okay.
He's already got the Cowboys in his hand. What do you want to bet? See? Put it back! Put it back! Put it back!
I didn't have it in my hand!
You looked in the can, put your hand in, and then it could have been on your finger for all I know, and then you roll it a little around and make noise. It's gone. It's gone. Now, don't look. You pull the Cowboys out this time, that's fine. Would you put a little mark on it?
Oh.
See, knowing Steven, he would have pulled the Cowboys again.
The Tennessee Titans.
Speaking of bad teams, we're going to continue.
The funny thing is, I actually... It was a legitimate pull of the Dallas Cowboys.
It
really
animal
was.
Animal magnetism. Animal magnetism.
It was so funny that you thought I had it in my hand already.
My friend John Van Meter, Charlie's got a thing for him. No matter how old Charlie gets, when he sees John, he wants to have a go. Yeah. And he only sees John about every 18 months
because
he doesn't live in our country.
Yes.
So, never fails. John was over two nights ago. And it was animal magnetism. It was you and the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. It's just wabash! These are things that cannot be that the Tennessee Titans are fortunate to be sitting with the number 10 pick this year in the NFL draft, which means that there's been a lot of things that have gone wrong there. And we couldn't agree more, Chris Johnson.
Well.
What?
Yeah, God. What a bad season Chris Johnson had.
What a bad season. For fantasy football owners, it was like, what the heck happened to me? Well, he's got some splaining to do. Look, Nate Washington's season was so disappointing. I like that they got Kevin Walter from Houston. I like that move a lot. I've always been a Kevin Walter guy. You know that about me, Steven.
Yes,
fantasy football.
Yes.
And it always burns me because for some reason somebody else always seems to get the ball there in Houston.
They lost tight end
Who
Jared
gets
Cook.
The ball in Houston, Steven? Andre Johnson.
Yes. That's about it.
Yeah. So it was like I always take Kevin Walter because he's the Y. It's like you've got your X receiver, and they throw for so many yards.
And you think that, you know.
Kevin Walter, he's a good receiver. Well, you know what they always do? They check it down to the tight end. And it's like it's either going to Johnson or it's going in the slot. And the Y is just ignored. And Walter will get like 8 touchdown passes a year in Houston. But you know what now? He's in Tennessee.
I think that the most interesting move that the Tennessee Titans did this offseason free agency is acquire Sean Green from the New York Jets. What does that tell you about how they're feeling about Chris Johnson?
I think you're communicating loudly and clearly that we don't believe in you and your gold teeth.
And all of the money that we gave you for nothing.
We are ready to part with that because you have freaking pissed us off too many times.
Yeah. So,
and that's amazing.
It's going to be interesting. They also brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick in there at quarterback to hopefully help.
Do you really believe in Fitzpatrick as a quarterback?
No.
I don't either.
I think he's there for a backup. I think that he's there to lead some veteran maturity to the young guy that they brought in.
He's a good guy.
His name escapes me right now, and it's
going
to hurt me.
Uh-oh.
I'm not very happy with that.
Danger, game. Will Robinson.
Go
ahead, though. Let's just pretend you said it, okay?
Yeah.
Continue.
Well, I think that's why he's there, is to kind of help him and kind of show him the ropes.
He's got a cannon for an arm. I love the kid's arm. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing about that at all. But the fact is, you don't think that he's going to start. I think they are going to give him a chance to start because Jake Locker, it's so funny you couldn't come up with Jake Lockle, but Jake Locker –
That's why I didn't say it, because I was whole with the Locker.
I know. You're like, I've already been screwed by
Jake
that name.
Jake Locker.
Right. I think there's going to be an open competition there, frankly.
I think he's there to help Locker. I really
do.
Maybe. Because Locker, look, Locker showed flashes of brilliance, and then he showed flashes of, oh, my God, did he really just do that?
Well, and now dealing with a shoulder injury, he may not be ready for even the start of training camp, maybe which is another reason to have. If you want a camp body at the quarterback position, he darn well better be pretty good.
Camp body. But, you know, there are, I think, this team, they need defensive help, certainly cornerback. Defensive line, safety. They lost their tight end. As I said, Jared Cook went to the Rams, so they need a tight end. But once again, I think, as you just said, Jake Locker and his shoulder injury, one thing that they had problems is protecting the quarterback. It all comes back once again to the offensive line and to the Tennessee Titans. Maybe that's where they go. They have what, the
they have the 10th pick
overall.
A lot of so people are saying guard.
Offensive lineman. Exactly. Once again, if you look at there, Chance Warmack, Jonathan Cooper, Lane Johnson, they're all going to be available possibly for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, Chance Warmack, Jonathan Cooper is what I'm seeing as well. And apparently it's Andy Levitre or Robert Turner who might be finding themselves moving out of the equation at the guard position, which is, you know what, if there's anything that you're going to need to do, if in fact Chris Johnson is going the way of the dodo, and you're going to become a modern NFL team that throws the ball a lot more,
yeah,
you're going to need to protect your quarterback.
You do.
This is really simple math.
You do, and I think that's pretty easy.
They still got Kenny Britt. Like that.
Well, if he stays out of legal trouble.
Longer. Okay. Which we never did finish the Sam Hurd story. He pled guilty.
Well, he plead. He pled because
he pled guilty. He pled guilty, yeah, right.
But there was a plea bargain.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Hopefully to keep him out of prison for less than 10 years.
You plead guilty to this and you don't go
You'll
away
only
forever.
Do 10.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. And he really was setting up a drug cartel. We did the math perfectly, Steven.
Yeah.
We sat here together and did the math on how much a kilo was of cocaine and stuff.
Yeah.
We're like, this is not recreational.
No.
This is somebody that seriously thinks he's like a drug kingpin, and I was afraid that I was speaking out of turn, that I was saying something that might not be true, but that, in fact, is what was going on there. Wow.
The crazy thing is, dude had just signed a $5.5 million contract.
Not enough. Not enough.
$5.5 million, dog.
Do you know how much debt I have? Well, if you got that much debt, the $5.5 million doesn't fix it.
Yeah.
You've really screwed up your life, yeah, royally.
You've done something wrong.
Golly. I mean, I hate my debt situation. I got, what, $600,000 in debt, something like that?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's covered. It's handled. Yes. The family's not going without or anything like that.
Right, right.
We're fine.
Does that debt include your house?
Of course it's the house. Okay. Total indebtedness.
Yes. All right.
A car, it's total indebtedness. It's no big deal. Yes. It'll be fine. But have you five? I just got $5.5 million. Oh, no, that's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
That's not going to be enough. Okay.
I need to sell drugs.
I need to sell drugs because I'm a drug fiend. Okay, best fits for them, we say tackle.
Guard.
Jonathan Cooper, then, is a good guy there.
I like Warmack. I
love Warmack. I don't see Warmack there at 10.
I'm not a big fan of Alabama.
Steve, well, that's because of Saban.
Yes.
Is it the kids? Is it the people? No.
It's Saban.
We don't like Nick Saban.
I would take Warmack before Cooper myself, but that's just me.
just avoid the Bama thing?
No. Warmack is from Bama.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And
I'm like looking at my paper here.
I would take Warmack before Jonathan Cooper from North Carolina. I just think Warmack's bigger, more physical.
I don't know that Warmack gets by the Bills at 8. See, this is the problem.
Bills taking quarterback, man.
Geno Smith. But Geno's going to be long gone. We've already agreed that Geno's probably going to Jacksonville because your number one priority, I'm going to replay your tape, is the quarterback. And you don't do anything until your number one priority is handled.
I know. I said that.
You did, which means Geno's gone, which means Matt Barkley goes to Buffalo at 8. Matt Barkley can't go to Buffalo. You know where he went to high school?
Where?
He went to not Muir, but one of the big. It's L.A. Okay,
okay
he's
yeah.
an L.A. kid.
Yes.
Okay.
And why can't he go to Buffalo?
Oh,
it's cold.
Angelinos don't do well in Buffalo, yeah. Steven. Our blood's very thin.
Yeah.
And when it gets cold, our blood basically
stops. You may have to go there. Deal with it.
Yeah, there's been...
Deal with it. People, I need that soundbite, please. Anybody, if you watch Better Off Ted, you know what I'm talking about. Deal with it.
Better Off Ted?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a great show.
Okay.
You don't watch shows. I know, but you should watch
it. I try.
And that was actually only two seasons. It got canceled because it was too smart of comedy.
I'm getting hungry, and it's almost time for me to go.
Yeah, but we one more team.
One more team. Did we do we represent
Tennessee.
The Titans fairly?
We said offensive guard. I said Warmack.
Okay, it's my pick. What do you want to bet I picked the freaking Cowboys? That'd be pretty funny. I've got
that
one hooked
be.
On my pinky. And that is...
Seriously,
the orange helmets.
Throw it back in there.
The orange helmets.
Throw it back in. No.
This is the Not Sexy Show, and it's going to go in the show notes as the Not Sexy Show. The orange helmets will round out our top five.
Browns.
The Cleveland Browns drafting six. You know, we talked about doing the top 10.
We did one Kansas City.
Two.
Two Jacksonville Jaguars.
Six.
Six Cleveland Browns.
We talked
ten,
a lot about eight.
We did.
And then
ten Tennessee Titans and 12 Miami Dolphins.
Well, there you go. These aren't going back in the can, so that if we get a show in before we leave for New York next Wednesday,
yes.
Which I meant to tell you, does Nacho know that I screwed up the dates, that we're actually coming in Wednesday night?
I expressed that to him.
Okay, because yes. I felt really badly.
He was bummed. He thought we were staying through Sunday.
I wish. Had we known that he was relocating to Manhattan
right. yes.
and would have us, we would have stayed a lot longer.
Yes.
But when it's $300 a night
yes.
just for a hotel,
yes.
you got to cut down expenses.
Like, yeah. so
and so we went for the minimalist. We get in at 10 p.m. Wednesday, which thank God we've got all day Thursday. That's great.
Yes.
Because the draft is until 8.
I may sleep all day Thursday.
Don't do that. Why
I'm
Manhattan?
Tired. I know we're in Manhattan.
I don't care. Rest now. Sleep Sunday. We are going to have fun.
We are. I'm going. I actually, there's a place where I could buy a ticket to the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
I may go Friday.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Cause
what time's our flight on Saturday?
Saturday at 4:55.
4:55. So we'd have to leave by 1.
Yeah. Like last year, we didn't.
We didn't see Mr. Irrelevant.
We did not see Mr. Irrelevant.
Did we even show up?
Yeah, we were there Saturday pretty much all day.
Really? It's so depressing on Saturday.
Saturday's
a weird day.
We may
for juxtaposing
fail Saturday
it,
and have lunch with Nacho instead.
That's what I think, Nacho and Paloma.
Yeah.
I even put a bug in Buffalo Bill Gregg's ear. Dude, come out from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just drive. It's just 2.5 hours.
Down, just come
it's
down.
2.5 hours.
Take a train. What, the train's like 50 minutes, right?
No, 2.5 hours.
On the train?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
Probably. It's, yeah.
I don't know how trains work. So.
It's a big state, New York. Yes. And New York City's one end. And
oh, Jeffrey, I forgot. I didn't mention this before we go. I know we still got the Cleveland Browns to do here, and you got to get out of here. But I need to tell you that I have started my visit the 7 natural wonders of the world and the 7 new wonders of the world.
Nice.
Will you go with me? That's 14 locations.
Things. I've probably been to some of them.
Oh, but you.
So I won't go back.
But you weren't with me.
Like Niagara Falls.
You weren't with me.
Been there.
You weren't with me.
Not going back unless I'm taking my family.
You weren't with me.
I don't care.
And so I'm doing it.
The Walt Disney. So what? I don't know what the 7 wonders are.
I have them. I have the list.
Okay. At home. All right.
You'll never let me go home. I'm always in the Rave Cave working.
As you should.
The Cleveland Browns.
Brandon Whedon. Yeah, Brandon Whedon.
Are you
just
sold?
Said it.
Are you sold with that?
No. Are you?
No.
Then, using the Jaguars drafting philosophy, they need a quarterback.
The Cleveland Browns have, once again, a first round pick that's 6th overall, and then they don't pick again until the 3rd round.
Ooh.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes. So, in free agency, they went out and they picked up Paul Kruger on a 5-year deal, which is good. Okay. That'll help the defense a little bit. And who else they get? They got linebacker Quentin Groves, which was one of the big Baltimore runaways. And they got Josh Cribb still. Oh, they moved on from Josh Cribbs. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Sheldon Brown.
Cribbs. Yeah, I was like, Cribbs took off.
No more Cribbs in space. No more amazingness on punt returns.
Well, you know, they have a new general manager, and we know him as Michael Lombardi.
Wow. It's so weird when somebody you know becomes somebody that you would like to know.
Yeah, exactly. So he's on the clock. At
Lombardi
number six.
Is as conservative a guy as I know.
He is.
And he's a great guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. But so what you won't see probably, Trent Richardson, how'd that work out for you? Trent, what happened last year with him, Steven?
He was underutilized.
You don't waste the number three pick in the NFL draft
I think Trent Richardson will step it up a bit.
They had Steven 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 picks last year. And of those guys that are impact players, I'm going to go obviously, we've got to say Brandon Whedon's the guy right now.
Yeah.
I don't particularly – I'm not crazy about that. He's a darn nice kid. I like him. I'm thinking Acho at linebacker. I like him.
Yeah.
I don't think they did very well in the draft last year. That's what I'm saying for having that many freaking picks. Their number one pick from 2011. Steven, I've got $100 if you can tell me who that was. I'll give you a hint because ESPN, which is what I'm on right now, if I click on his name – it highlights like I'm trying to select it. So it doesn't link to anywhere. It doesn't link to anywhere because he doesn't exist.
And number one, the Browns. Who did the Browns take?
The 21st overall pick, they had Phil Taylor. Defensive tackle. I couldn't tell you anything about him because I can't click on him.
Phil Taylor.
Steven, that's how bad this team is at drafting. Maybe he got hit by a car or something, which would be tragic and we don't know. But it's like – there's not a lot of sexy out here.
The professional dart player from England?
Yes, that Phil Taylor. They thought that his skills at hitting triple zero, triple 20s would translate well to the NFL. Apparently there's an Arrows player.
I just typed in Phil Taylor on Google. It's the first dude that came up. It's a professional darts player. English named Phil the Power Taylor.
Phil the Power Taylor. I shoot. Triple 20s.
So I'm sorry. I don't know Phil Taylor.
Can't help you. But anyways, they don't draft well. We got new people. Lombardi is smart. Lombardi knows a lot of stuff, a lot of people. And I suspect that they'll be in much better hands this year.
Well, I think most people,
I don't see anybody from NFL.com or CBS.com that is suggesting that they do anything but take a cornerback.
And they needed a quarterback opposite Phil.
But know, they need Joe, a quarterback,
they do
too.
Need a quarterback. But a cornerback, they got Joe Hayden on one side, but on the other side, Jeffrey, it's like open season for quarterbacks. They don't throw at Joe, and then they take advantage of whoever they got over on the other side. They do need a quarterback over there. And since they're picking six, they can take D. Milner from Alabama with the sixth pick overall. Pair him up. They shore up their defense.
To put him alongside Joe Hayden,
yep,
their 2010
absolutely.
Number one pick. Absolutely. And you've got a pretty good outside. Do you have safeties?
No. But if you got your corner set up, you can work on safeties next.
I guess you go and you try and find safeties from that. That's your Cleveland Browns. They're going to continue to be a work in progress, and we feel
five. We did five teams.
Really, really crummy that Cleveland Brown fans are going to continue to have to get by with team that's not very good.
You know, what they need to do is they need to do something with the Browns. And
I suggest you start by painting your helmet brown.
Maybe they move the Browns with the Bills.
You want
to
get them out of the so we need an AFC division of bad teams,
yes,
so that they can actually make it to the playoffs occasionally.
Right.
You get the Jags. You get the Raiders.
Browns.
Raiders.
And
you have the AFC worst.
And who else?
That would be fun. You have, like, instead of relegation, you have the crappy division, and one of them gets to send somebody to the playoffs every year.
Every year. Yeah.
How fun for those teams that they actually have a shot.
Yeah.
That's our new proposal.
That's horrible.
I'm going to run it by Raj, and I'm actually going to say crappy teams when I talk to Roger about this.
Jeff, they go in. That means they would send like a 6-10 team.
In the NFC, we're going to have nobody from the NFC East. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to have from the we'll have the Vikings, unfortunately, right now in there. Maybe the Lions if they don't improve, if they end up being what I said they were.
Panthers.
You'll have the Panthers, and you'll have the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's your NFC version of
I'm
the
not
crap.
I'm sure Raj would appreciate you saying crappy.
Crap
teams.
Division. AFC crap, NFC crap. Who's the representative? We want to thank you for listening to NFL Rants and Raves, episode one of season nine.
We are here. We are coming at you.
We're not going
anywhere. We're going to try and make some noise this year in the world of the NFL.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Because we haven't been trying so far?
No, we've been playing.
We've been playing.
There will be no more playing. I will not let you play anymore.
So what you've been listening to in this show is us not playing. I don't buy that.
That's exactly.
I really
don't buy
that.
I cannot believe I pulled the Cowboys. You didn't let me talk about them.
I am greatly relieved, as I think even Cowboys fans might be, that we didn't talk about them.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
And this has been NFL Rants and Raves. Thanks for listening. We're out.